This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about what we have as a mission. The program was started 4.5 years ago with the thought of helping connect people who were family farmers with the locavores who were their customers. And then it's expanded to family discussions about food and the farm, and basically becoming a mission from my perspective to help small farmers with different ideas from folks who have had experiments that have worked so that their smaller family farms are succeeding. That's the idea here, to give you ideas to make you survive. And I have my opinions about things, but I'd like to start each of our hours, our visits together, with some news. And I guess the thing that's on most everybody's mind, although the weather this week in many of our ag states has been awful, there's not much growing anyway, but one wonders what impact the weather going through the mid-south, the mid-west, and into the actually southeast, what that's going to do to crops and to our ability to grow. One of the good things, actually, that comes, at least in my perspective, from having a good freeze, and they're not used to it in Oklahoma and Texas and those areas that are having horrible weather this week, but what happens is that the things that are in the ground, the bugs, the things that are a problem, the things that once the spring comes around, they grow, they multiply, all these, just the stuff that gets in the way of us being able to be good farmers. So good freezes usually knock the hell out of all of those varmints, and so we can hope that in areas wherever there's been a good freeze, we won't have the same or as much of the same problem as we do with some things like potato bugs and ticks and all of that sort of thing. The situation health-wise with the virus and what it's doing. This week, I filled out an application as a farmer for a PPP. Many of you have done this perhaps in the first round, but you didn't do it as a farmer. You did it as a business person, and things were kind of messy, and the payback. Now we're trying to, all of us that have gotten the first round looking for forgiveness. I filled out my application for forgiveness, and then I applied for a little bit more. Actually, as a farmer, I'm able to get more than I did the first time around as a farmer. And so that's that. I encourage you to not let that opportunity go by. I've found that a lot of the local offices of the federal agencies, USDA, et cetera, have been very helpful. But at least the people that are in my region are extraordinarily helpful in bringing to my attention things that would help me that have that come from government grants. I used to not take any money from the government, but when I saw the way some of the money is being used and squandered, especially in the last administration, what Sonny Perdue and his cronies did with all that money, I decided, you know what, if it's going to go to those people, then I ought to sign up for at least my little bit of it. And I suggest that might be your attitude as well. Make sure that you get what you're entitled to. There are other things going on here, the virus affecting all of us. Are we getting the shots for our workers and for ourselves? Have you gotten in line? Do you know what the circumstances are for you getting shots in your local area? And you want to? I'm not a shot person. I never got a flu vaccine in my life, and I'm not starting now. But I have thought that taking at least one of these vaccines would be good for all of the right reasons. But when I see in some states some of the illegal workers that are here getting in the front of the line because they're farm workers, no. Sorry, that doesn't settle well with me at all, and I wonder what your opinion is, what you're doing about that. Okay, so anyway, the coronavirus the suspension of past due debt collections and foreclosures. There have been a lot of distressed farmers under the Farm Storage Facility Loan Program, the direct farm loan programs that are administered by the FSA, and that along with the USDA, I think, again, in my area, they're pretty functional, pretty good. Anyway, they're suspending any foreclosures, debt offsets, wage garnishments, referring foreclosures to the Department of Justice. They're supposed to be working with the U.S. Attorney, the USDA is, to stop all the foreclosures and evictions on accounts that were previously referred to the Department of Justice. So if you're in that group, if you're part of that, you should breathe easy at least for a while. You have, there are a lot of loan servicing actions and options, loan deferral consideration. Let's face it, we're all financially distressed, and pretty much all of us are delinquent in our borrowing. So these things, the guaranteed loan programs, they do ask you. I did when I was filling out my form. They asked you if you were in arrears with any program or have been in the past 5 years, because they won't give you the money if you're on a program now and you're in arrears. If you're up to date, and then it becomes a matter of interpretation. And if you're, if the Farm Service Agency folks have put you off and said it was okay, I don't know that they can hold that against you. At any rate, this past week, 12,000 borrowers, which about 10% of all the borrowers who are eligible for the farm relief have gotten their applications in. So again, I urge you, there are 130,000 farmers who have taken advantage of the first round, so you should be back in for the second round. And one wonders about the Biden administration and what they're going to do when it comes to relief down the road to support America's family farmers. I don't want any of this money to go to the huge agribusinesses, and I hope we're beyond that now that Sonny Perdue is gone. Hopefully, although Vilsack has, frankly, got his nose up the rear end of every big ag business, and I'm not sure that he's going to be much better than Sonny Perdue. But I think hopefully there'd be some modification. But I don't like the way Vilsack has favored the huge agribusinesses. Let's face it, he was governor of Iowa for a number of years. He was the same. He had the same job in the Obama administration. And he took, you know, and in that role as governor, he had to get cozy in order to get elected with all the big ag outfits. And so he did. And I think he's it certainly isn't a temporary role for him. I think he's up to his Mickey in helping the people who own lots and lots of land, trying to take over all the farms. But at any rate, look, get signed up for the loans, for the PPP. There are micro loans that are supposed to be around. Let's see if it's not just all talk when it comes to Biden says he's going to help and his people say he's going to help. Let's see what happens with Vilsack and how that all comes together. All right. So I wanted to, last weekend was Valentine's weekend, and I wonder how many of you saw the spend a day with a cow routine. Stonyfield, which is a, one of the New England companies, does yogurts and stuff, buys a lot of milk out of the pool and from individual farmers, have started this thing, and it worked well on Valentine's Day. Spend Valentine's with a cow. A date a cow package came out of Stonyfield. And I give it this idea to you because I think it's something you can do. I have found a lot of people coming to my farm and they want to be around the cows. It's not silly. And by the way, when they have the local farmers participating in this, you can do a Zoom with a cow. You can do, you know, you pay $15 for 15 minutes, I think it is. And they're using the money to help organic dairy farmers, family organic farmers, to have a little more sustenance. So you can check out the idea, Date with a Cow, at datewithacow.fuji.com, F-O-O-J-I, Date with a Cow. with a cow.fuji.com. You want to try that on your farm? I think that's a great idea. In a moment, we meet Jane Klebb, who's the founder of Bold Nebraska. I think this will be somewhat of a political discussion, but that's helpful because I think farmers need to be more involved in politics, frankly. Now it's time for me to remind you about something that we all need to pay more attention to, and that certainly is our nose. As you're outside now, or maybe you're working inside to start growing seeds, that sort of thing, you're in the dust, and that's not good for your nose. So every day I suggest that people have this little bottle of Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. The X is for the main ingredient in Clear, an all-natural thing called xylitol, which comes from some of the fruits and vegetables that you grow on your farm. Been around for 20 years or so. Great to fight against bacterial colonies. A lot of people look for toothpaste that has xylitol in it as well, and it's good for the same reasons. So no matter what the season, but certainly now in the season of colds and flus and you know what, it's time to keep your nose clean. You can spray this little bottle, this little spray up your nose every couple of hours, and it's good. Keeps your nose lubricated and clean and kills all of the things, the viruses, the strep, the staph that we are exposed to. Get your nose moisturized, clean your sinuses, go to clear.com to find out more. You can buy it online at xlear.com or on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drugstore, grocery store, natural food store. That's Clear. Let's make it Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see where we even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four free, buy ten, get ten free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study for J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. Analyst consumeraccess.org number 3030.
Moving back into the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. A reminder about some of the ways you can learn, not from just listening to the program every week on a lot of these stations that carry the DJV program, some of the other things that I do like the countdown and the health programs, but there's a podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, and the most recent one has us talking to a 40-year organic potato farmer up in Maine who really is on a mission. So we talk with him. He's from Bridgewater, Maine. Jim Gerritsen is his name. He and his family own and operate Wood Prairie Farm. They got a fascinating story about how he has come up with certified organic seed on his own, what he's doing this is music to my ears, to fight against Monsanto and what they're trying to do to the family potato farmers. They're trying to do it to everybody. So we discuss once again the Monsanto monopoly and how it plays into what he's doing. He's concerned about its connection to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, so that's part of it. But there's a lot of information, again, trying to help those who are looking for ways to make their farms successful. And there are any number of ideas, because there are a lot of great success stories, and you'll hear one of them every single week on the American Family Farmer Show, which is at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Family Farmer now with our focus this week on an organization called Bold Nebraska. Let's meet Jane Klebb, who believes that politics are important. So you were a television personality before you got involved in this. Tell us what you were doing and how people might know you, Jane.
I used to go on Fox a bunch when I lived in D.C., when I ran the Young Democrats of America, really battling people like Ann Coulter and Sean Hannity, trying to keep them honest. I feel like if I were on today, it would be even more difficult to keep them honest. But, yeah, I've been on a few shows.
All right. Well, how does politics, from your perspective, now that you're, what is, you know, I guess we should explain Bold Nebraska first and then talk about politics and the farmer. So tell us what Bold Nebraska is. Is it just for people in Nebraska, or do you, what's this network about?
So we created Bold Nebraska to really be a bridge between rural and progressive Nebraskans. You know, folks who live in the city as well as folks who live in rural communities. We saw, whether it was healthcare reform or fighting bad energy projects or corporate agriculture, that there was a lot more common ground, but there was no organization really trying to bridge that. But that really started to change when the Keystone XL pipeline threatened our state, and that really became our identity. So now we're helping states all over the country fight, you know, risky pipelines through an organization that we expanded into called the Bold Alliance.
All right. So, and as part of what the Bold Alliance is doing, do you offer alternatives? Because there are 40-some-odd pipelines that aren't a problem, and then there are some that are. I guess it depends on how you define problem, but certainly what the Keystone thing was doing could have been engineered to be good, but nobody cared enough because they didn't care. And so it was just like push, push, push. And that's when the activists like you got involved for the right reasons. But I guess I'm wondering whether if you say, no, we can't do this, is it your job or do you think it's helpful if you present something that will help? Or, you know, okay, don't do this, but do this. Or don't do it that way,
yeah.
Do it this way.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the dangers that have happened with the climate movement, is that for years they were telling Americans, don't do this, don't do that, making everybody right. feel guilty, you know. And that's just not a way to build an alliance to not only tackle climate change, but move right. forward on clean energy.
So, agreed, you know, 100%. Big, agreed.
That's the big problem that we're facing right now that really nobody wants to address is, we have to build out massive amounts of clean energy in order to fill the energy gaps that will be because of needing to end fossil fuels because of climate change. So where's all that land that all the wind and solar is going to be built on? In rural communities. Who's the communities who've been left out of the conversation the most and really demonized? Rural communities.
Well, you know, one of the things that's going on, I guess there are a couple of things I would say to that. With regard to, for example, wind power, you see that being exercised more and more all around the country. I know as I've driven across there, I do a lot of driving and visiting a lot of places around the country, and I've noticed the last year or two, many more of the, you know, the huge windmills. Like, if you go down the 10 by Palm Springs, you see hundreds of them on both sides of the road. That was the first place it was obvious. And then you go around. There's some here in Massachusetts. But down in the farm states, the Midwest and the Mid-South, where the weather has been so bad this past week, some of these things are just frozen up and there's no electricity. So it seems to me that it's incumbent, and when the heavy snows come, you can't use solar. I'm a very strong proponent of both wind and solar. But again, back to the realities of people thinking ahead. What if things like these big windmills get frozen, or I mean the turbines do, or snow all over the solar panels. What are we going to do? And that's something that has to be part of the discussion, it seems to me. Maybe here, maybe not, but we'll see as we continue. Jane Klebb from Bold Nebraska at boldnebraska.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
Two people killed in a military plane crash happening yesterday near Montgomery, Alabama. The jet paced out of Mississippi on its way to Tallahassee, Florida. No details yet from the Air Force. NASA expecting more pictures from Mars this weekend. The rover Perseverance landing on the red planet Thursday. Former astronaut Mike Massimino tells NBC News Perseverance is just one part of our plans for Mars in the years to come.
The idea of sending people to Mars, I think that's what this in some ways is all about. You know, there's a lot of understanding our planet as well by looking at Mars, understanding how our solar system formed, looking for other signs of life, answering questions not only about Mars but Earth, but also paving the way for people to go there.
NASA calls the pictures it has already seen from Mars exhilarating. You can see them at NASA.gov. President Biden planning to visit Texas soon following a massive storm. No word on when the visit will take place. Biden also saying Friday he'll sign a major disaster declaration for Texas. This is USA Radio News. Texas dealing with problems with water, electricity, and food. Here's Val Dior.
The ice hasn't even begun to melt, but the damage is done, according to Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. He says not only have record cold temps done damage to crops, but the power outages in Texas are wreaking havoc on farmers and ranchers that have to waste product, like milk, with dairy operations forced to dump millions of dollars worth of milk every day because the plants that process the milk don't have any power, and stores without electricity couldn't support it anyway. Sid Miller has issued a red alert, asking Governor Greg Abbott to designate ag producers and processors as critical infrastructure that must be provided gas and electricity to continue operations, which should be prioritized, like hospitals and first responders, to provide critical food for Texans experiencing life-threatening conditions. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The weather delaying plans to vaccinate more Americans against the coronavirus. The shipments of 6 million doses held up by extreme weather across most of the country. President Biden, though, says we're still on target to have 100 million vaccine doses in his first 100 days. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the spring that turn from green to that home.
Thanks for being here on the second half hour of our weekly get together. The American Family Farmer Show is on. I'm Doug Steffen here with the input of Jane Klebb, who's the founder of Bold Nebraska. She certainly knows her way around a newsroom. She knows her way around getting people's attention. And so as a former, I guess you're someone we would call an activist. And that's a good thing. It's not a good thing to be an activist on television as a reporter, but it's a good thing to be in where you feel strongly about stuff and you put your sort of your mouth where your money or your money where your mouth is. Under the circumstances, I'm looking for you to sort of say or give us your thoughts on what I just said regarding the wind power, solar power, and not planning for how to work around it when we have horrible weather like we've had and are continuing to have in the Mid-South and the Deep South.
Yeah, it is true that some wind turbines are down, but it's also true that fracked gas pipelines had to be shut down because they were getting frozen, and refineries had to be shut down because there wasn't enough electricity. For me, what is being kind of bore out with all the rolling blackouts that are happening throughout the country, not just in Texas, is that we need to have a better grid system, and from my perspective, a microgrid system. There's no reason why the kind of massive infrastructure that we have across the country can't be more localized. And so just like I'm a proponent of you know, small family farmers and ranchers. I'm a proponent of also that we start to create some microgrids as well.
Okay. So here's what you're up against, and I'm sure you know it. This is the same thing that I rail about every week on the American Family Farmer, because big ag in cahoots with outfits like Monsanto trying to buy up all the control, push the little guy out. And so when you're confronting, there are six major power companies, I'm sure you know that, in the country. That's all. Six. So they control the infrastructure, and we see what that's led to in California, where PGE just basically says, up yours, to people who want them to clean up their act. You know, how many people get killed every year because of fires and the stuff in, you know, serious weather, the wires aren't maintained, they blow down. So that's what you're confronting. Not suggesting you shouldn't keep pushing back, because that's what my small voice on the American Family Farmer is about. Pushing back, but at the same time, coming up with ideas. So, you did address the business about what's happening when the weather is bad, but the oil, it isn't so much, okay, this is bad, and also over here, that's bad. It's how do we fix all of it? And it seems to me that would be, I'm sure you're getting a lot of support from people who agree with the point of view, but there'd be that much more if there was, okay, here's our idea on how to fix it that works. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no question about it. And look, Nebraska is a 100% public power state, so all of our utilities are owned by the public, technically.
Yeah,
but
that's good.
But the problem is, just like you noted, that we're also part of what's called the Southern, power pool. And so they're the ones who've been requiring the rolling blackouts in our state, even though we're publicly owned utilities. And so the concentration, obviously, of power and wealth is a major problem. And I think that as we transition to clean energy and have to create this massive new infrastructure, we have to make sure that we're putting in kind of checks and balances. And so it's not only a small group of people who are creating the wealth, which is exactly what happened, obviously, over 100 years ago when the oil and gas industry was created.
All right, so you look at Bill Gates buying up a lot of land, and you wonder, okay, is this guy a farmer? Can we call him Farmer Bill Gates? What is going on with that, and why is that happening? What happens to the value of the land? What's he doing with the land? Apparently he owns about 250,000 acres of land here and there. And, yeah, it's being used for farming. But what happens, it's pretty clear that he and his wife, who are very active in helping lots of people around the world with the money that they've made at Microsoft. But, again, the questions present themselves, because he and his wife have very strong thoughts, feelings about global food security. But if he doesn't know anything about farming. Okay, he buys land. That's great. Gets some farmers. So who's he gonna hire? What is going to come out of that? Would be my question to him. I don't know if he owns any land in Nebraska, but I certainly want to know that. Okay, who are you gonna have? Who has the interests of the family and the family farmer to do this land, to run and grow on this land? Or are you going to hire ConAgra or somebody to come in? And that just kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
No question. And this is, he does own land in Nebraska, actually. There was a bunch of articles just recently because he bought even more land in our state. And there are lots of questions. All the questions that you just asked, Nebraskans are asking as well.
Okay.
Supposedly he is going to be renting the land to farmers and ranchers, but nobody knows exactly who or what. So it is I think it's a major red flag, just like I think his book that he just released this week on climate change is a red flag, because he doesn't address some of these core issues, like the fact we can't build enough wind and solar and then continue to build fossil fuel pipelines pretending that that's going to solve climate change. We can't build any more pipelines. We have enough pipelines. And so he doesn't address all the land use issues, all the eminent domain issues that kind of our country is now facing right now with the kind of energy infrastructure that we're going to have to build.
So when you have these meetings and talk to farmers in Nebraska, what do they really know about what's going on? If you're a family farmer in Nebraska or any place else, you're spending all your waking hours trying to make it, and you're not paying as much attention as you might to some of these other things, these questions, holding corporate ag accountable for stuff and the government accountable. I think that, frankly, the government is more of a problem than, if you can imagine, than Big Ag, because they kind of, the way the influence is peddled, I say for all to hear on any of the programs that I do, that all the people in Congress ought to be wearing jackets like the NASCAR people do, that tell us, as the people they're supposed to be serving, who it is that paid for their campaigns. How much money did you get from, you know, ConAgra, for example, and you go through all of the farm states, and I want to know how much money these people are getting and what it is that influences their decision. It sure as heck isn't the thousands of family farmers. Even if they give a buck or 10 or whatever. And see, that's what makes it so lopsided. And hopefully your group, Bold Nebraska, is taking these people into account, or holding their feet to the fire, making lots of noise. That's what, you know, it's the old noisy wheel gets the grease. And that's what I think, I sense that's what you're doing. We'll talk about some other initiatives that you're involved in as we get into this discussion of this year, after I remind you all of I guess this is one of my pet ideas, taking care of your body. I think I take care of mine, very cognizant of what I eat, supplements I take, that sort of thing, how much I move my body every day. Hopefully you are as well. But are you thinking about your brain? Your brain needs the same support your body does. And as you get older, yeah, you forget stuff. I know. I do. Short-term memory, it's sometimes is vacant, sometimes empty. So if you want to improve your age-related cognitive impairments that we all, it's not, you don't have Alzheimer's, you don't have anything, you're going through what everybody else does. So with this supplement Prevagen added to your daily routine, you'll be adding in things that are all natural. Vitamin D is an important part of what they have to make your brain healthier, and so your life will be better as you get older. So do what I do and take the important step of going to your favorite natural food store. You can find it in most of the grocery stores and drug stores, and order it online as well at Prevagen.com. Prevagen. Get your brain to work as well as your body with Prevagen at Prevagen.com. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. Back in the ranch, literally and figuratively, maybe back on the farm is a better. BoldNebraska.org is our focus with Jane Klebb, who's the founder and director. So the initiatives, we're talking again about what's wrong, but I'd like to know what else you're going to do to mix it up perhaps this year in Nebraska and how that might flow over into neighboring states or perhaps around the country.
Yeah, so absolutely. So we are actually pushing on some things like the right to repair here in our state. It's a bill.
Oh, wow. What a nightmare. State. So tell me how that is a national nightmare going on everywhere. So how is it being handled there? What are the farmers saying about it?
You know, the farmers are really pissed off because they keep on being told by Farm Bureau and a lot of the Republican senators, obviously were dominated by Republicans in Nebraska, that, you know, oh yeah, this year we're going to bring up the bill, we're going to prioritize it, we're going to push it. You know, they passed a resolution even at the Farm Bureau's convention and nothing happens. There's always an excuse like, oh, the senator forgot to file the bill. So it always gets pushed to the next session.
Well, Farm Bureau is notoriously in the bag with the big ag. Look at the magazines that support them versus the National Farmers Union. I happen to belong to both of the groups because I think there's something good to come out of both of them. But the National Farmers Union is much more on the side, and I'm sure you're aware of all the things that they're trying to get done with not as much success as we'd like to have, right?
Yeah, no question. The Farmers Union is usually the ones there who actually shows up to testify with family farmers, and Farm Bureau usually sends in a lobbyist in a suit if they send in anyone. They know what they're up against. You know, they know not only in our state, but nationally. They have a tractor caucus of one with Senator John Tester, the only person in the Senate that actually understands what
he drove a tractor
on a daily basis.
Right, exactly. You know? Yeah.
So he knows how to drive a tractor. That's their biggest problem. Is that they feel like, I think that is why you saw so many farmers and ranchers vote for Trump, because he was giving at least a rhetoric around hearing them and seeing them. Obviously, that did not turn out well.
I don't, in where I come from, and when you look at what Sonny Perdue did with all that money, when people found out about it, I certainly talked a lot about it here, where that money was going. It was more than an outrage. It was a criminal act, it seems to me, on the part of the directors of the USDA under Perdue, where that money went in New York on Park Avenue and down in Miami on Ocean Avenue. People that never set foot on a farm get $250,000. You know, that's what you got to stop. So you also have on your website, I'm on bullnebraska.org. We only have a minute or so left. You have there's a petition here to stop Costco's land grab. Now, what's Costco doing?
Yeah, I think everybody perceives Costco as this big progressive, you know, company, and liberals love talking about how they go there and do their shopping and get their rotisserie chicken. But the problem with those $5 chickens is that that's not what it costs to actually raise in the right way a chicken and get it to market. They're buying up a bunch of land. They actually use eminent domain to take land away from a farmer so they could create this big waste.
How can a private company use eminent domain? How does that work? I didn't think
exactly.
I
know.
Get
yes,
to the politicians. Yeah, right.
That's exactly right. They buy off the politicians, and so the government's technically the one that takes the land through eminent domain, and then they sell it to the private corporation. It's awful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So the petition would address that. There's a lot of other things. I think there's just good ideas, science, seeds, all kinds of things. I like the Made in Nebraska label, Made in the NEB, small and local. That's what we're focused on here. And so I appreciate your giving us your thoughts, your dreams, the things that you're pushing. BoldNebraska.org is the website for some pretty good ideas. Maybe follow along. Jane Klebb is the founder of that group. Jane, thanks. You live in Hastings, Nebraska, right? It's a little town. So
yes, home of Kool-Aid.
Yes, something to remember. All right, thanks very much for your time. Good to have that information. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may
even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way!
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Iron.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The opinions expressed on this program are mine. And the people who are guests here, you can always share if you want to on social media. You can go to Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show and talk about the family farmer. I'll do Facebook.com/DJV Show. Help yourself to those. I'm of the opinion at the moment that the most important thing we can be doing in terms of our own growth, our own preparation, the year ahead is full of opportunity, and I would like you to take note of or to think about how you start your year. Every year, if you're a produce guy, I'm not necessarily talking to animal guy, although I was, I actually found some yearling heifers that I want to buy in upstate New York, and I've been going back and forth. It's funny how the new technology takes hold. I was looking at pictures. This guy started texting me because he had his number, and I texted him. I said I was interested in some of his heifers, and so he texted me back, and then he sent me pictures. I would rather have somebody send me pictures. So if you're doing this sort of thing, I'm just going to tell you, you can't get a good look at whatever it is that's being sent to you by looking at an iPhone. If you got an iPad, maybe, but have them send it to you in an email. Got a much better look. Because I looked at these cows, and he said they didn't have horns. Well, there are a couple of them that have horns, kind of stubby horns, and whoever took the horns off the first time around didn't do a good job of it. So, you know, that kind of stuff. So we're thinking about that when it comes to raising animals. But what about growing seeds? How are you doing? Where do you find your seeds? Do you go to the same people every year, like Gurney's? And I mean, you can go through the half a dozen. I happen to like some of the folks in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Indiana and Illinois that do open pollinated seeds, corn mostly. But also, you know, going back to the roots of what really is good for the garden, what's really good for the produce people, and how it is that so many of them now are growing. I don't even know if you're thinking about this. The fellow's up the street from me, he saves the seeds from the pumpkins that he grows, the squash that he grows, most everything that has seeds in it, he'll keep and dry the seeds out, and he's planting them now in his greenhouse, tomato seeds, that kind of stuff. Starting from seed requires planting, though, and I'm expecting that a lot of you have already started. The timing is important so that you get things growing to the point where they are ready at the right time for you to put them out into the open field. That's what we do around here anyway, propagating from seeds for this season. I recommend that you select your seeds and order them certainly by this time. I think if you wait much longer, you're going to be disappointed because most of the sources this year, last year was such a good year on most of the produce farms around the country because people a year ago at this time went to the grocery store and, hey, where's the food gone? Where's the food come from? Oh, it comes from the farms. Well, why don't we just go buy directly from the farms? So the farms have had, at least around here, I think mostly around the country, CSAs, most of the small produce guys had a fabulous year, and this year probably be even better. But you got to have, you know, you kind of, some of the farmers were caught a little short. It's like, you know, hay with me. I grow thousands and thousands and thousands of bales of hay, big round ones and small square ones. And somebody came to me the other day, needed 50 bales of baleage for his cows. I don't have it. Long gone. We don't have any. And so can I prepare for that? Well, I can hope the weather is good so they can put more aside because already people are coming to me. They want to order hay for this year. Normally that doesn't happen until sometime in the spring. Sometimes people don't even come around until the fall. Okay, I need my hay. Well, this last year was all gone. And you couldn't find it even, the hay was extraordinarily expensive from the areas where the weather was decent. You get west of New York State and up into Canada. But I'm just suggesting that hopefully if you haven't, this will put a bug in your butt to get the seeds. Make sure you've ordered the right things, maybe enough more than you did last year. The National Garden Bureau has defined the important things in terms of germination to pay attention to. Make sure that you have them ready in time. And if you've been doing this a long time, you know what the schedule is. You know what the story is. But it also, there are a lot of new farmers who are listening to this program, and they need a little help and direction. So I would suggest that you talk to the organic seed people like Johnny's. They'll tell you. They'll help you out a little bit. They are all there to help the small, newer people. And again, after all, that's what we're all about here on the American Family Farmer. Good growing this season. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.